Hello, everyone. Oops, my bad. My computer just made a noise. I passed my test. I am so excited. I don't know if anyone can hear it. Obviously, you can hear it. I am pretty jazzed at the moment. But I just wanted to come on in here and say, like, for everyone who maybe this is your second or third time taking the test, maybe this is like the first time, but you're worried. Like, I was there. I did it, and you can do it. I have some test anxiety, quote-unquote. I think that that's what it would be classically called. And it's not the end of the world. So what I can say for the test is slow down and read each question. That's, like, the key for me. I tend to rush through tests and just, like, okay, I go. If I don't know the answer, I will never be able to conjure it up. And that makes me go really fast over questions that I know the answer to, but I'm getting them wrong because I'm careless. And I don't want that to be you. I don't want that to be anyone. Take your time, slow down, and just, like, I don't know, just read it slowly. So that's my advice for everyone. I can tell you it is, it's a tough test. I was doing the program Affinity. Some of you may have heard of her. She's awesome. I was doing Affinity, and I was getting 90s, mid to high 90s on my practice test, and I passed with an 80%, which that would be a difference of like 12 to 15% that I was getting between my practice tests and my actual score. So I would 100% say, like, do really, really study hard, you know, make an effort to put a lot of time into those, know your numbers, know your laws, know your mortgage loan originator activities. Like, that's an area where on the tests that I've taken, I've scored low on all that area fairly consistently. And federal is fairly easy. A lot of programs really, really push and focus on federal because it is a huge percentage, and it's tough to know remember all the laws. But I just want to, like, put that out there. If you're feeling discouraged or if you're feeling worried, I was right there with you like 8 hours ago. You can do it if I can do it. So hello, everyone. With the winter being so drying, it's awesome to have a good moisturizer. It's essential to have a good moisturizer, and that is what Rebel Cactus Company has. It's based out of the same city that I'm from, Bellevue, Washington, and it has massage lotion bars, like the kind that you can get at large stores, for only $6 each. And they're as large or larger than some of the ones that you can get. Christina really keeps her prices low, her quality high, and loves her candles, her bath bombs, and the massage lotion bars. For 20% off the store, use the code MORTGAGE, and if you spend over $35, you'll get free shipping. It's an Etsy store, and it's etsy.com/shop/rebelcactusco. The link will be in my bio, and happy shopping!
Alrighty, the subject for today's topic is the high price and high cost loans. These are really, really, really easy for me to mix up in my mind, and so I kind of wanted to go over these and kind of talk about the differences. So these are HOPA, the amends TILA, and it has to do with our high price and high cost mortgage loans. So high priced, this is a bit easier for me to remember. This is based on the APR as it is compared to the APOR. So the average prime versus the what's consumer individually is getting for their mortgage. So for the high priced, it's 1.5% for the first, 2.5 for the first lien jumbo, and then 3.5 for subordinates. So that's a comparison. It requires an impound account for the first 5 years. There can be no prepayment penalty, and the lender must verify that the buyer can repay. So that's ability to repay. The high cost, on the other hand, are three different criterias. Only one of them is actually the comparison between the APR and the APOR, which is the first lien APR compared to the APOR is 6.5. Then you have the points and fees cannot exceed 5%. And you cannot have the prepayment penalty beyond 36 months or exceeding 2% of the loan amount. So it also can't have balloons, and you have to make sure that the person can repay, and they also will need counseling. So these are kind of the two differences, and it's really, really important that you remember these. The high cost ones are the Section 32. The high priced are Section 35. I kind of remember those because 32 comes earlier than 35. C comes earlier in the alphabet than P. I don't know if that helps anyone, but that's kind of how I keep that one straight in my head.